You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The four Republicans who want to be your next governor held a debate last night in Grand Rapids on Wood TV. This was the first time Attorney General Bill Schuette, Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly, State Senator Patrick Kolbeck, and Saginaw obstetrician Dr. Jim Hines were all together on one stage. Let's break down the debate now as we say hello to Republican strategist Matt Marsden. And we should note, Matt is not affiliated with any of the campaigns. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good. So overall impressions, did anything surprise you last night?
No, nothing really surprised me. It's just four individuals that seem to pretty much be all pandering to the primary base. And I think their positions on the standard issues of Second Amendment and education and one of note would be that their focus on the auto insurance side of things as being a major issue for this is kind of an interesting thing to hear. But no, I didn't. I saw four gentlemen that seemed to have spent quite a bit of time in politics with the exception of one, and they all seem to be speaking to the same audience, which is their primary base voters.
So when you look at that range of issues that they were asked about, from marijuana and education, Flint water crisis, environmental concerns, jobs in the economy, as you say, auto insurance reform, guns. Did any one of those four set himself apart from the group in terms of policy positions?
I think that the marijuana issue was interesting because I think you had all of them saying, listen, I'm going to support the will of the voters, but I'm opposed to it. I think that the reality of this being on the ballot is going to be far more significant than they were giving it credence yesterday. And given the turnout models, especially with the gerrymandering ballot proposal being on as well, in addition to marijuana, I think you're going to see an uptick in voters that are turning out for possibly more down-ticket-based issues than worrying about who's going to be elected. And I think it was also interesting from the standpoint that towards the end of the debate, they had a lot of conversation about trying to find new revenue streams to the tune of $700 million or wanting an income tax cut. Well, if you're going to look at recreational marijuana as a potential likelihood, you might want to consider the revenue stream it's going to generate and what it can do for the areas that they're touching on. I think the next one was, I was a little taken aback by their position on education and especially Dr. Hines' position that, third grade reading is so low that he wants to put volunteers in the classroom to assist our public education teachers who, if memory serves me correctly, a lot of these public teachers have spent lots of money at the request of other Republican governors, namely John Engler, to receive master's degrees to educate our young children. So I think their positions in some of the education issues were a little bit off the mark.
The candidates were all trying to out-Trump each other in their support for the president. Attorney General Schuette was repeatedly touting his endorsement from the president, and he called out the lieutenant governor for withdrawing his support for the 2016 election. And then Dr. Jim Hines weighed in.
Brian Kelly did withdraw his support from Trump, several weeks before the general election. I'm so sorry he did that. I was so disappointed. Bill Schuette, Trump was not his first choice, but not by a long shot. He campaigned against Trump. And so there's a little bit of hypocrisy here.
Now, I can understand why aligning with the president helps win the primary, but what about for the general election?
I think it's a horrible position to take. I was surprised, frankly, that they were so eager to jump on that endorsement wagon and to out-Trump each other, because I really think the problem with the debate last night, in my opinion, and I always look at the general election, and I understand the primaries well enough, but there are five of these individuals that are running in a primary. They're going to split up a lot of the base vote. I would be having an eye on trying to be a little bit more centrist and appeal to the general election voters, because I'm telling you, it's going to have an impact. And whether or not the Republicans are still supporting Trump in Michigan or not remains to be seen. But to be that eager to jump on that endorsement, may not play so well in the general election. But, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Now, speaking of Dr. Jim Hines, he is, safe to say, the least widely known of the four. Did he say anything, do anything last night that you think might help raise his profile among Republican voters?
I think that the claims to the religious, right groups, the conservatives, the church, the seven children, I think he's playing to a certain base. I think that Patrick Kolbeck will attempt to play off of that base as well. And the Republican primary base voters are diverse, but I get it. But the Second Amendment and God and country and all this other stuff is great. But what's going to happen when they have to stand up against one of the Democratic candidates and have a larger conversation about some other issues outside of guns and education and auto insurance? I just think that it's a little bit of pandering, I guess, to put it politely.
Senator Kolbeck is certainly also working to raise his polling numbers. Here's how he pitched his approach to addressing Michigan's environmental concerns.
Well, you know, my work on the International Space Station was actually, I was responsible for the environmental control and life support system. And you want to talk about a fragile ecosystem, nothing like living in a tin can up in space. And so I have an appreciation for a lot of these environmental concerns. And it's given me an appreciation for the fact that, you know, you sometimes have to prioritize what are the most important effects that you have to address first. And as governor, one of the things I'll do is go off and put together a prioritized list based on the number of lives that are actually impacted by a given contaminant.
You know, Matt, a lot of election watchers, a lot of pundits think this is a two-horse primary between Kelly and Schuette. So what does Senator Kolbeck have to do if he's going to really mount a challenge to these two?
I think he has to diversify the message a little bit away from being a rocket scientist and space shuttles and space stations. I think that's an important part of his background, but I think he needs to talk a little bit more specifically about what he wants to do in terms of public education. I think his position on education is probably not going to be all that appealing to voters in the general election. I think that he has to, you know, really work his base hard. Again, with this being a five-way primary, it'll be very interesting to see how the percentages break out. And to your earlier point, it is a two-person race, and I think you saw that in the barbs between Kelly and Schuette that came right out of the block. I think that, you know, you had the Lieutenant Governor Kelly using two of his rebuttals right away within the first 40 minutes of the debate to counter a point that Schuette had made. So clearly these two are going toe-to-toe. I think it's just a matter of how much can Kolbeck peel off, and can he maintain a percentage to remain relevant? I think it's going to be a difficult course to haul. But again, having Dr. Heinz in there is going to change the dynamic in terms of the percentage of votes needed to eke out a 21% or 22% primary victory.
If you've just joined us, we're breaking down last night's GOP gubernatorial debate that happened in Grand Rapids as we talk with Republican strategist Matt Marsden. And to your point about the lieutenant governor and the AG, there was certainly a sharp tone. In fact, we certainly heard it when it came to Flint water. Let's take a listen. We're going to start with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly.
I want to make it very clear that the Flint water crisis has been politicized. The Attorney General has used it as though it is some kind of launching pad for a campaign for governor. The people of the city of Flint deserve to have an investigation that is apart from politics.
And here's part of Attorney General Bill Schuette's response.
This is about justice. This is about accountability. And if I didn't have this investigation, I would not have been doing my job. I took an oath, and that's just what I'll do.
So he called the lieutenant governor's criticism of his Flint water prosecutions the, and I'm quoting him here, the height of arrogance. Matt, what are your thoughts on this line of attack for Kelly? Is it sticking?
No, I don't think it sticks. I think this is a tragic issue, and I think it was a serious mistake for the state of Michigan and other elected officials to have this happen in the first place. I don't know that you ever really want to run a campaign based on an issue of this magnitude. I understand where General Schuette is coming from. It is his job to look at this as Attorney General, you know, and if for the Lieutenant Governor to say that, you know, he's not politicizing it by talking about how he set up an office and stayed in Flint and had to pay Flint city taxes, certainly is touting the fact that he was on top of the issue from the beginning. I don't know, from the White House correspondence dinner at the last line talking about Flint's water not being clean, I just don't know how well this is going to play or should be a platform issue for Republicans.
And I guess it's clear because the tone was so zingy that we're not done hearing that.
Oh, no. I think that we're going to hear more and more of it. And again, I think that probably at the end of the day in a general election, people want to hear about solutions. People want to hear about how we're going to avoid things in the future, not who did what to fix the problem that was part of the administration that Kelly is a part of. You know, it's a difficult road for both of them. And again, the Attorney General has a job to do, even though he's running, and his job is in part and parcel to take a look at what happened in Flint and are there things that need to be addressed criminally and otherwise. So I think it's, you know, I think we're going to see more of that, but I don't know how important that's going to be to the general election.
You know, Matt, through the debate, there were a number of times that Mr. Schuette referenced Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats. Is he
I noticed that.
Kind of dismissing the other GOP challengers with his eye on November?
I certainly, in my notes, put that down as noting that he kept referencing Whitmer. So, I mean, I think he's assuming that would be his opponent. However, if you look at the current ads that are on TV right now, we're not seeing a lot of Gretchen Whitmer ads. We're seeing some, obviously a lot of Shree ads and some Abdul ads, but we're not seeing a lot of presence right now from Gretchen. But clearly his internal metrics must be indicating that he sees her as the most viable candidate and taking as early shots at her as he can. But it certainly shows you where his eye is. It's not necessarily on the primary opponents on the stage with him, but looking down the road to the general.
Final thought, can you call a winner from last night?
I don't know that any of them were winners from last night. I think it was the first debate of the season, and I think that they all did a very good job of talking to a very specific group of Republican voters that tend to vote in off-presidential years.
Republican strategist Matt Marzen, who is Director of Public Relations and Government Affairs at Rev6 Data Systems. Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me.